Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vintage Voices, presented by the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. Today's episode of Easy Aces, the 10th in a series of 11, is Jane Serves on a Jury. Joining Jim Rice and Judy Stage as Mr. and Mrs. Ace are Tom Van Tilburg as Paul Sherwood, Jan Bachmeyer as Judge Jane Boleyn, Gail Patterson as the court clerk and Miss Delmar, George Marcotte as Mr. Brown, Betty Thomas as Miss Baker, John Lindblom as Ken Roberts, Bob Genko as Mr. Jenkins, Judy Latham as Sally Anderson, Ed Gordon as Judge Morley, and Dave Strang as another courtroom's lawyer. I'm Ed Dennis. The show is directed by Jan Dennis and recorded, edited, and prepared for broadcast by Lauren Argall and Jim Egger. Enjoy Jane Serves on a Jury. Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
The Constitution of the United States says that every man is entitled to a trial by a jury of his peers. Peers. Funk and Wagnalls, in their latest bestseller entitled Dictionary, have this definition of peer.
A peer is a person of equal intellect, knowledge, understanding, and intelligence.
Thank you, Mr. Funk.
I'm Wagnalls.
Oh, sorry. Equal intellect, intelligence. Now, with that definition in mind, it becomes quite obvious they selected Jane alphabetically. But don't get the wrong idea. As a housewife, Jane has no equal. She's a human dynamo.
As a housewife, I have no equal. I'm a human domino.
I should know. After all, she is my lawful wedded wife.
He should know. After all, I am his awful wedded wife.
But she's never seen the inside of a courtroom.
I saw the movie The Paradigm Case 3 times.
The summons for jury duty arrived as we were having breakfast. And Jane, of course, was quite excited about it.
But dear, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty. I've got an alibi. Who saw me? I only hit the gum machine once. Nothing came out. I couldn't get my penny back.
Gum machine? What are you talking?
How long can they give me? Will you come up to visit me?
Jane, will you stop? This is only a summons to serve on a jury. Somebody else is on trial, not you.
You sure? This is nothing to do
with... Oh, sit down and stop worrying. Fine juror you're going to make.
How did they happen to think of me? I never jured before. What do I have to do?
All you have to do is sit in a jury box and listen to the evidence. It says a petty jury. That's a civil case. Somebody probably suing somebody for money, and you have to decide whether he gets the money or not. And oh, yes, a juror gets paid $3 a day.
I do? Oh, well then, I'll say he's not guilty.
Who's not guilty?
Well, whoever it is. After all, if he's nice enough to pay me $3 a day to be his jury, the least I can do is recuperate and say he didn't break the gum machine. Doesn't it to you?
Jane, you don't even know what the case is about. You can't make up your mind in advance. You have to be unbiased.
Un-what?
Unbiased means you gotta have an open mind.
Oh, well, I've got an open mind.
Yes, they need you like a hole in the head.
That must be Paul.
Well, I need him that way, too.
I'll let him in, dear.
While Jane goes to let in her brother, Paul Sherwood, I ought to tell you something about him. Paul is now in the construction business. Right now, he's overseeing a big project at 45th and 1st Avenue. The new United Nations building. His office is the third peephole from the left, overlooking the steam shovel. Another thing he overlooks is getting a job. He thinks working for a living is for peasants. He hopes to make his fortune with one stroke of his genius. He spends most of his time playing cards.
I spend most of my time playing cards.
That's why he's never reached the pinnacle of success.
I'm a success at pinnacle.
Okay, now you've met him. You can have him. Jane's opening the door to let him in.
Good morning, sis. How are you?
Paul, the most exciting thing. I just got a summons for... Oh, I'm fine.
Hiya, brother. Don't get up.
Who's getting up?
I just happened to be passing on my way down to...
Oh, no. Not that routine again. Paul, we know you always happen to be passing at breakfast time. Just sit down and eat.
Thanks.
Paul, what do you think? I'm gonna juror.
You're what? Hey, make that a large orange juice, will you, Jane? Got a big day ahead of me.
Big day? What's going on today? Blasting?
Oh, we're through blasting.
Oh, I'm glad.
But the excavation's been held up by the mud. We couldn't get the trucks in and out.
We couldn't?
Had a lot of excitement around there the past week. There was a truck pulling out.
Paul, don't you want to hear about my juring?
Oh, yes, sis. What's up?
I'm going to be on a jury. Somebody's suing somebody for some money in the gum machine, and I have to decide how much money he gets or not. But I have to be on a bias.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, I don't think so, dear. $3 a day is not to be sneezed.
$3 a day? Can this big, rich city afford that? Pass the eggs, Jane.
Help yourself, Paul.
$3 measly a day. So you're on a jury for 2 weeks and wind up with a measly $30. That kills me.
Paul, have you got change for a quarter?
Change? No, I don't think
I... Never mind. I gotta get going, Jane. I'll call you.
Yes, you call me. I'll let you know how I'm doing. Call me at the courthouse about noon.
Oh, sure. The judge will run down to the candy store and take a message. Well, Jane weighed in on the scales of justice at 105, wearing purple trunks and off-the-face hat. In the other corner, in the black robe, her very capable opponent, the judge, at 178. That's blood pressure. The day's first court procedure went something like this.
The bailiff will call the next name. Let's impanel this jury and get on with the case. How many more do we need, clerk?
One more, Your Honor.
Call the next name.
Mr. Whitley, step into the jury box, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Brown, as counsel for the plaintiff, question this last one briefly, please.
I'll try, Your Honor. Mr. Whitley, is that your name?
That's me.
You are acquainted with the nature of this case by now, I presume?
Yes, sir. Automobile accident.
That's right. My client is suing the trucking company for damages resulting from a truck backing into his automobile. Now, Mr. Whitley, is there any reason you cannot give a fair decision in this trial?
I should say I can give a fair decision. I've been waiting for a chance like this. 2 years ago, one of them trucks backed into me, and I didn't collect a cent. Now I've got a chance to...
You're excused.
What?
I say you're excused. You won't do.
Sit down, Mr. Whitley. Clerk, call the next name.
Mrs. Jane Ace, please.
Well, finally. It's about time you got to me. I get up at the crank of dawn, and I have to sit
Stop
around...
Stop that muttering. Step into the jury box.
Seat 12, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, right on the aisle.
Mrs. Ace, is that your name?
I do.
What?
I said I do.
You do what? Put your hand down.
Well, don't you have to hold up your right hand and...
I said put your hand down and sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Ace, I'm Mr. Brown, counsel for the plaintiff. Is there any reason you cannot give a fair decision in this trial?
Oh, no, Mr. Brown.
Good, now...
What's the trial about?
What?
I was sitting so far back there, I couldn't see exactly what was...
This is an action involving damages in a collision between a truck backing out of a passageway and crashing into the plaintiff's car.
My goodness. Was he hurt?
Was he hurt? Well, he's suing for $10,000 damages.
$10,000? What kind of car was it, Mr. Brown?
It wasn't the car so much. The plaintiff was seriously...
We'll discuss the details in the course of the trial. Get to the point.
Mrs. Ace, have you ever been in an automobile accident?
Oh, no. Knock on wood.
That's good enough for me. If the court please, the jury is satisfactory to me.
Good. It's about time. Is the jury satisfactory to the counsel for the defendant?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
You are Miss Baker, aren't you?
Yes, Your Honor. I represent the defendant. The jury is satisfactory to me.
Very well. We will proceed with the case. Counsel for the... Well, juror number 12, kindly lower her hand and stop snapping her fingers at the court.
But, Judge, I wanted to ask you something. I'm expecting a phone call from my husband, so if he calls...
Phone call?
Yes, he said he'd call me here to find out how I made out. So if it comes, will you call me? I'll be sitting right here in seat 12.
Mrs., what is your name?
Mrs. Ace. My husband is Mr. Ace.
Mrs. Ace, the court will not permit you to receive any personal communications interfering with the orderly conduct of this trial. The court will not tolerate any such action.
Well, you're the judge here. Couldn't you ask the court to call me to the...
I am the court.
You're the court?
I am. Sit down.
I thought this room was the court. In the Paradigm case, which I saw 3 times...
Did you hear me tell you to sit down?
But if a person can't get a call...
Mrs. Ace, Do you realize that this is a $10,000 law action about to take place here?
Yes, but I told my husband to call me up when...
If it please the court.
What is it, Miss Baker?
Your Honor, if this juror is going to sit through this trial, her mind occupied with the ringing of a phone bell...
There'll be no phone bells in this courtroom.
But, Judge...
Sit down while I call her to the phone. This is a court of law. I've been on the bench for 35 years and have never heard of such a request. It's either insolence or downright ignorance. And before you're finished in this courtroom, Mrs. Ace, you will have at least absorbed some of the decorum congruous to judicial dignity.
How is that again?
Your Honor, as counsel for the plaintiff, I would like to open my case.
Oh, you would.
Your Honor, I asked for a recess. The defendant is trying to locate a surprise witness.
Telephone calls, surprise witnesses. You people see too many movies. The court is in no mood to hear this case now. But before adjourning for the day, I wish to instruct the jury not to discuss this case among themselves or by telephone. I mean, among themselves or with anyone else. The jury will phone me. The jury will report tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and I expect every juror to be in the phone booth ready. Oh, what's the use? Court is adjourned.
Well, that was Jane's first day in court. Another day, another $3. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That night after dinner at home, I tried to get Jane to give me all the dope on the case. But the dope on the case had another problem she was wrestling with.
$3 a day times 280 days to Christmas. That would be...
Jane, you don't think this trial is going to last to Christmas, do you?
It might, the way that judge picks on everything that comes up.
For instance?
Yes. 3 times 280 is...
That's going to come to a lot of money, Jane.
It's nothing compared to what she's going to get. She's suing for $10,000 in an automobile accident.
Who's she?
Miss Baker, I think her name is. She doesn't seem to have been hurt very much. She's very attractive. Tall, dark, no nail polish. But I'm disappointed, dear.
In what?
I thought it would be a more exciting case. A murder, or at least something interesting. Who cares about a truck? They said something about a surprise witness tomorrow. I hope that makes it more exciting.
Oh, a truck driver is the defendant, and Miss Baker is the plaintiff?
Yes, one of those. It's kind of mixed up. And that judge, she's all over the place. If it isn't one thing, it's me.
You?
Oh, all right. It's I. Fine time to pick on my grammar. Let me see. $3 a day times 280 days to Christmas.
Jane, I still don't quite get the case. This Miss Baker was driving her car and a truck ran into her? Who's her lawyer?
Mr. Brown, I think.
You think?
Dear, I told you it's all kind of mixed up. And I've got to figure out how much profit I'm going to make. And besides, the judge told us not to talk about the case to anybody or on the phone.
What's that?
Look, dear. If you want to know more about it, come down to the court and watch me juror.
I might just do that.
They have a studio audience, but don't ask that judge for any phone calls.
Phone calls?
I did. She blew up higher than a kite.
Jane, you mean you asked the...
Dear, please. While I'm on this jury, I can't talk. Just be good enough to say, hello, Jane, and that's all.
Just hello, Jane?
Just those three words. Hello, Jane.
The next morning before I left the house, Jane made me promise to come down to watch, and I left her with three words. Bonjour, Jane. She picked up a free ride downtown that morning from our next-door neighbor, Ken Roberts. He's the radio announcer. As Ken was getting into his car, he saw Jane leaving the house for court. At least I thought it was for court. I didn't know a new complication had set in.
Hey, Jane, what have you been doing?
Just fine, Ken.
Well, how are you?
I've been serving on a jury. I'm going downtown now.
Well, I'm driving downtown, Jane.
Oh, I'll be glad to. Thanks, Ken.
Hop right in. Which courthouse are you going to?
Well, I'm not going right to the courthouse. I have an appointment at the hairdresser this morning, and I asked my cousin, Sally Anderson, to take my place on the jury, just in case I'm a little late.
Oh, yes. Mr. Ace's secretary.
I may be 5 or 10 minutes late, and I don't want them to wait for me. I told Sally to be there at 10 sharp. I just have to get to a beauty shop. My goodness. Yesterday I looked like the wrath of grace. grapes next to that Miss Baker.
There's nothing wrong with the way you look today, Jane.
You do? Well, thanks, Ken. But I had this appointment. I don't suppose they mind if Sally fills in for me for a few minutes. If the judge wants me to, I'll stay overtime to make up for it.
If I were a nice guy, I'd spare you this next courtroom scene entirely. But I'm slightly sadistic. Translation, I'm a heel. I will warn you, though, to move back a little from your radios. When Judge Boland gets a load of Jane's substitute in the jury box, I wouldn't want any of it to get on you.
We will now proceed with the case on trial. Counsel for the plaintiff will open the case. Are you ready?
Thank you, Judge Boland, I am.
Just a minute. Who are you? I thought Mr. Brown was counsel for the plaintiff.
I'm Mr. Jenkins, Mr. Brown's partner. We're both handling this case.
Very well. Proceed.
Thank you, Judge Boland. And if it please the court, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the plaintiff in this case, Thomas Mason, is suing the defendant for injuries received from a truck loaded with bricks and dirt, backing out of a building project without an attendant to flag passing motorists. Mr. Mason received such injuries as to necessitate 2 months' confinement in the hospital and a month's convalescence in his home, to say nothing of shock and nervous disorder as to incapacitate his regular attendance at the work by which, until 3 months ago, he earned his livelihood. You will learn in the course of this trial that the injuries received by the plaintiff were so serious as to cause his physician to despair on his complete recovery.
Okay, Sally, I'm here.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Am I very late?
No, that man just started to...
What's going on back there?
It's all right, Judge. It's only me. I'm back.
Back?
Yes. I left my cousin, Sally Juror, in my place while I went to the beauty shop. Okay, Sally, I'll sit in there now. You can sit out there and watch if you like.
It's kind of a dull case, Jane.
Mrs. Ace, what is the meaning of this?
Well, like I told you, Miss Boland.
Miss Boland? I am Judge Jane Boland. You will never refer to me as Miss Boland.
Well, thank you, Jane. And you may call me...
Silence! Order! Quiet! Stop that laughing. I will not tolerate these outbursts in my court. I will clear this courtroom if this continues. Now, Mrs. Ace.
Yes?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, my honor.
Order. Order in this court. Did you hear me say I'll clear the courtroom if there's another outburst? We are here on serious business, and it will be the duty of this court to see that you observe proper court etiquette. A substitute in the jury box is not proper court etiquette.
Your honor, I move for a mistrial.
Oh, you do, Miss Baker. Well, I say there will be no mistrial.
But, Your Honor, if a juror is not...
Sit down. And you too, Mrs. A., sit down.
So long, Jane. Your hair looks wonderful. Too good for this trial.
You do? I was in such a hurry.
Silence! Stop that chattering, and let's get on with the case. Mr. Jenkins, counsel for the plaintiff, will proceed.
Yes, Your Honor. As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen of the jury...
Mr. Jenkins? I thought Mr. Brown was the lawyer.
What was that? What did she say?
I said I thought Mr. Brown was the lawyer. Who's Mr. Jenkins? Is he the surprise witness we've been waiting for?
Mrs. Ace, if you had been here when the court opened, you would have been apprised of the fact that Mr. Jenkins and Mr. Brown are handling this case.
Yes, Mrs. Ace, you see, Mr. Brown and I are partners in law.
Partners in law? Oh, that's cute. You both married sisters.
Order. Order. Order in this courtroom. That does it. I warned you. Clerk.
Yes, Your Honor.
Clear this court of all spectators. Everybody out. Get everybody out of this courtroom.
All right. Everybody out. Clear the court. Step lively. That's it. Okay, Your Honor. They're all out.
Now we'll see if we can get some decorum here. Mr. Jenkins, proceed.
Yes, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as I pointed out, the defendant received such injuries and such shock as to
go on. What's the matter with you?
But, Your Honor, there are only 11 jurors in that box.
What? 11 jurors? Where is she? Clerk!
Yes, Your Honor.
Find that woman.
She must have thought you meant her when you said everybody out.
Find her, bring her back here, and keep hunting till you do find her.
Of this incident, I'm happy to say I was spared. I had decided to come watch Jane later that afternoon. The next scene of this harrowing story of jurisprudence takes place a few minutes later in a courtroom upstairs from Judge Bolin. Another trial by jury is taking place.
Counsel will proceed with the witness.
Thank you, Judge Morley. Now, Miss Delmar, I want to ask you to look at this letter. Do you recognize the handwriting?
I do.
Whose handwriting is it?
Mine.
Louder, please, so the jury can hear you, Miss Delmar.
Yes, the witness will be a little more distinct. Counsel will put the question again.
Whose writing is it, Miss Delmar?
I said it was mine. Did you hear that?
Thank you, Miss Delmar. I shall now read it. My darling perfect man, I'll be there again tonight, waiting, waiting. Will you ever come to me? Signed, Irene. And then there follows a most peculiar series of X's. I wonder what they could mean. I wish to pass this letter among you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Mr. Foreman, would you read this and pass it along? And as you read it, ladies and gentlemen, kindly keep in mind that this letter was written by a woman who says that she loved her husband.
I do. I do love my husband.
Of course you do. I just told the jury you do. Of course, it is a little strange that you should be writing that letter to another man who was murdered. The letter, which the jury is now reading. Oh, have you all read this?
I haven't read it.
Oh, I beg your pardon, madam. Will you please pass this back to juror number...
Well, what is it? What's holding things up down there?
Your Honor, there are 13 jurors in the box.
What's that? 13 jurors?
The lady sitting back on the rail there.
What? Madam? How did you get in here? Are you a juror?
Yes, I am.
Well, what seat do you occupy in the box?
Oh, no seat. It was crowded, so I sat up on the railing back here.
I move for a mistrial.
Motion denied. And I want this courtroom quiet, or I'll clear everybody out of the room.
Oh, now don't you start that, too. Judge Bolin just chased me out of her jury.
What's that?
I was juring downstairs, and Judge Bolin chased us all out. So I came up here. This is a much more interesting trial.
Madam, get out of that jury box. And get right down to Judge Bolin's court.
I don't like that case down there. It's just an old automobile accident. Would somebody in this jury like to swap cases?
Order. Quiet. And as for you, madam, another word out of you, and you'll be held in contempt of two courts at the same time. Two courts? I never even heard of that. More things happening these days. Get downstairs to that little court. You hear me?
While Jane was wandering around the halls of justice, shopping for a spicy L'Amour to juror, her stand-in, Miss Anderson, had come back to my office and explained why she was late. By the time she got to the part where Jane had called the judge by her first name, I was in a cab on my way to the courthouse with $10,000 bail money, which I happened to have in my pocket at the time.
Well, Judge Bolin, I'm back again, and I can't say I'm too happy to be back here. There's a much more interesting case going on upstairs.
Mrs. Ace?
Yes?
How dare you walk out of that jury box?
Well, when you said everybody out, I was under the impersonation you meant me too. So I went upstairs. What a letter they read up there. You don't have any letters down here. What you need down here is a love interest.
Your Honor, may I interrupt?
You may not, Miss Baker.
But I only wanted to say that the defendant's surprise witness has arrived, and we're ready to proceed with the case.
Surprise witness? Well, maybe this case will get more interesting.
Mrs. Ace, you try my patience.
All right.
Get back in that jury box.
Yes, ma'am.
And I warn you, one more word and I'll throw the book at you.
You might hit an innocent bystander, Judge.
Sit down. I warned you now. Just sit down there.
I'm sitting.
Now bring on this so-called surprise witness. Or movie stuff. Call the witness.
I call Paul Sherwood to the stand.
Coming.
Paul Sherwood?
Mrs. Ace, I warned you.
But, Judge, Paul Sherwood is my...
Quiet. Miss Baker, you may question your witness.
Mr. Sherwood, where were you on the morning of December 16th?
Well, I was down at the place, that excavation on 45th Street, and when this truck backed out, the man who usually flags it wasn't there. I remember that distinctly.
How do you remember that so distinctly?
Well, this particular morning, I was late getting down there, and somebody else was standing at my peephole. Because I had breakfast by my sister's, and the toaster wasn't working, and I had some...
Oh, I remember that morning.
Mrs. Ace, that does it.
But, Judge, the witness is my brother. I remember...
I don't care if he's your brother.
If I'd have known that was going to be the surprise, I'd have...
Your Honor, I move for a mistrial.
Oh, yes. Well, before we do that, I'm going to make an example of that woman.
Your Honor, may I have a word here?
Dear... You here, too?
What? Who's this man? How'd he get here?
I'm her husband, Your Honor.
Oh, so you're her husband. You're fined $50.
For what?
For being her husband. And I hereby call this case a mistrial. It's all because of this woman, Mrs. Ace, who should never be allowed in a jury box again. And if I had my way, she should never even be allowed to vote, because this will go down in the records of jurisprudence as the most ridiculous mistrial of 1948. Do you understand, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, ma'am. I've just been voted mistrial of 1948.
Court is adjourned.
Isn't that awful?
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Easy Aces, a program of the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. We present a classic radio show in the voices of our own actors each month, with the final one in this series, Baby Food, coming in February. In the meantime, have a happy new year.